Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You know I got to talk about my boy Smoke, NASCAR Hall of Famer. Tony Smoke Stewart is returning to full-time competition as a drag racer in the NHRA. Your boy, a three-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, is going to run a top alcohol dragster for McPhillips Racing for the entire season. He's 52 this May. Mobile One will sponsor him. You know that was easy to get a sponsor when you're Tony Stewart. He made his NHRA debut in the top alcohol dragster last October at the Nevada Nationals. He made it to the finals. He finished second by .0002 of a second. His 5.258 second at 271.5 miles an hour in the finals came up 1 inch short of the win. Stewart, of course, who owns a sprint car team and is the co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing in NASCAR, last year started the NHRA team that has one dragster in Top Fuel for his wife and a funny car for a guy named Matt Hagen. His wife is Leah Pruitt. And he said, we've been working on putting this package together with the McPhillips family to expand on what we did in Vegas last year and get back in the driver's seat. I want to keep learning about the sport and have the opportunity to compete more this year with a team I really enjoy. It's nerve-wracking to try and do something different, but when you have a team like what the McPhillips Racing team has, it makes everything easier. So Stewart, who's won championships in IndyCar and USAC, will be competing for the NHRA National Championship this year. Top alcohol drivers are eligible to earn points at their first 10 national events. Their best six finishes from their eligible points earnings will constitute their points total in the championship. Stewart isn't sure he can get a title. He said, it's hard to sit here and know what expectations we should have for the year. I think as long as I keep learning more and more as I go by trying to be more consistent with driving a car, keeping it in the groove, trying to stay consistent on reaction times and improve those times, those are all goals for me. I want to keep learning and get better every weekend and every race that we go to. His first race is going to be in Gainesville next month in the Gator Nationals. In addition to the NHRA national event, Stewart's going to compete in select races in the divisional series, starting with the Baby Gators at Gainesville Raceway in early March. He said, it's been like being a little kid all over again. When I was racing go-karts, I couldn't wait for the winter to be over so I could go racing. That's where I'm at all over again. Your boy, Tony Smoke Stewart, getting involved. All right, so you know that I love talking about Joe Lunardi's bracketology. I was looking at his latest updates. First of all, the top overall seed now is Alabama. His first team out is Oregon. The last team in is Clemson. Bama's won 13 of their last 14 games, including 4 quad 1 and 5 quad 2 wins in that stretch. Purdue dropped 2 of its last 3. Moving Alabama to the top of the bracket was easy. So here's the deal. If you hold on to that top spot, you could choose your first and second weekend destinations. With the tournament in Birmingham, they would be a lock for there. And they would win there. And then they might play a South Regional in Louisville. So their chance to get to the Final Four is getting bigger and bigger. So teams that are on the bubble, the last four byes, West Virginia, Auburn, Boise, and Memphis. There is no way I let West Virginia into this tournament. They suck. The last four in, Mississippi State, North Carolina, New Mexico, and Clemson. The first four out would be Oregon, Kentucky, USC, and Wisconsin. And believe me, you, if Kentucky doesn't make the NCAA tournament, people are going to start calling for Calipari's firing in Lexington. I've been saying it for a month. The next four out, Charleston. How can you be 25-3 and not get into the NCAA tournament? That's crazy. Arizona State, I think they should be in. Seton Hall, now they're borderline for me, fair enough. But I think Holloway's done a hell of a job in his first year with the Pirates. And Utah, the Utes would also be out. So right now, the play-in games would be Alcorn State and Fairleigh Dickinson. Morehead State against Howard. New Mexico would play Clemson, and that would be a great game. And Mississippi State would play North Carolina. Can you imagine? They were playing for a national championship last year, and now they're in a play-in game. So, as I mentioned, that South region would be in Louisville, and it would start for Alabama as the number one seed in Birmingham. Baylor would be the number two. They'd be playing in Denver against Vermont. Bama would play the Alcorn State Fairleigh Dickinson winner. The number three seed would be Marquette. They would play Hofstra, the 14. The number four seed would be Indiana, the Hoosiers. They would play VCU, the 13 seed. That would be in Orlando. So would the number five seed Creighton against Liberty, the 12 seed. In Columbus, the six seed would be Iowa. They would take on the 11 Boise State. And then you'd have that Marquette-Hofstra matchup in there. And then the 7 would be Northwestern. They'd be playing in Denver against the 10, Auburn. And finally, the 8 and 9 seeds would meet in Birmingham. That would be NC State and Florida Atlantic. So that's the South. Let's look at the East. Kansas would be the number one seed. They would meet Milwaukee and Des Moines. The number two seed would be Arizona. They'd play the 15 Rider in Sacramento. The three seed would be Virginia. They'd meet the 14 Colgate in Greensboro. The four would be Gonzaga against the 13 Yale in Albany. The five would be in Albany as well. UConn against the 12 Kent State. The six would be TCU in Greensboro against the 11 Memphis. The 7 seed would be Missouri. They'd take on the 10 seed West Virginia. I cannot believe West Virginia is getting into this tournament. You got to be kidding me. I mean, you really do, don't you? The 8 seed would be Maryland. They would take on the 9 seed Pitt in Des Moines, and that would be a fantastic game, no doubt about it. Of course, that East region is played in New York City. In the Midwest, it's Kansas City for the regional final. The number one seed in the Midwest would be Purdue. They'd take on the winner of Morehead State and Howard, the play-in game. The number two seed would be Texas. They'd take on UNC Asheville, the 15. That one would be in Denver. The three would be Tennessee, taking on Furman, the 14 in Greensboro. And the four would be Xavier, taking on the 13 Utah Valley in Orlando. The five would be in Orlando as well. The Miami Canes against the 12 Southern Miss. And then the sixth seed would be Rutgers in Greensboro against the New Mexico Clemson play-in winner. The seven would be in Denver. It'd be San Diego State against the 10 seed Texas A&M. And then in Columbus, the 8 and 9 would hook up. Oklahoma State would be the 8. Arkansas would be the 9 seed. And what about the West? That regional final is in Vegas. Houston would be the number one seed in the West. They'd play in Birmingham against the Texas A&M Corpus Christi team. And then the number two seed would be UCLA against Eastern Washington. The Skyhawks would be the 15 seed. The three seed would end up being Kansas State. They'd take on the Gauchos of Santa Barbara, the 14 seed. The four seed would be Iowa State. The Cyclones would take on the 13 seed Drake in Albany. That Kansas State game would be in Des Moines with the Gauchos. The five seed would be Illinois playing in Albany against the 12 Oral Roberts. The sixth seed would be in Des Moines. It'd be St. Mary's against the Mississippi State North Carolina play-in game winner. The seventh seed would be in Greensboro. It'd be Michigan State. Izzo Spartans would take on the 10 seed Steve Alford's Nevada Wolfpack. And then the and that game would be in Greensboro. The 8-9 would be in Birmingham. Providence would be the 8th seed. And Duke would be the 9th seed. So right now, the conference breakdown has the Big Ten with 8 teams. The Big 12 also with 8 teams. The ACC and SEC would each have 7 teams in the tournament. The Big East would have 5, the Mountain West 4, the Pac-12, WCC, and the American conferences would all have 2 seeds. In a month, it'll be Selection Sunday. I can't wait.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.